Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. I just again like to welcome you to the Monday night Avon Motivational Call. And it's always so great to have you on the show. And as always, we have a fantastic show lined up for you. We have Jennifer, and I had the opportunity to meet Jennifer during a Avon rally. And that's why we always talk about how important it is to attend these rallies, because you never know who you're going to meet. You never know what you're going to learn. And I was so impressed by the information that was shared that I invited, Julianne, I was so impressed by Julianne and the message that she had shared with the group. I immediately took her information and asked Julianne to be on the radio show. And, you know, luckily for all of us that she had agreed. So without any further ado, I'm going to plug Julianne in and so she could share her nuggets with us. And just give me 1 second for me to plug her in. Okay, let's see. Julianne?
Yes, hi, Patricia.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm good, thank you. I'm very excited to be on your show tonight. I've been looking at some of your past shows that you've been having for all the representatives, and I think this is really great. A lot of the information that you have and the guests that you have are definitely very helpful. So I hope everyone's taking full advantage of all the great ideas that you're sharing.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's one thing I do fail to mention, because we have different visitors, or listeners, I should say, following the show each and every week. And I fail to say that, you know, if you missed the show, people could actually go back and actually listen to the show of their desire. So thank you for reminding me of that, Julianne.
Oh, no problem.
So now tell us a little bit about your Avon journey. You know, when did you start? What level you are, what your accomplishments.
Okay. Well, you know, I started almost 2 years ago now. I started 2 years ago in campaign 19 with the new Fergie Outspoken when it first came out, which was pretty exciting. And actually when I started, I was right out of graduate school. I had gone to grad school for psychology and was looking mm-hmm. for a job and just was having a really hard time finding something in this economy. Not many places hiring at the time.
Right, this is so true, yeah.
I know. So I thought, you know, let me take a look at some of the jobs being offered, and Avon happened to pop up on one of the searches. I thought, okay, that sounds interesting. I could try that and get some money coming in while I'm looking for another job. And you know what happened? I just ended up falling in love with it. I love the Avon opportunity. So now I'm doing this full time. It's so wonderful, because you get to really meet a lot of different people as customers, and then also as you build your team. And I've just had a wonderful time so far. So right now I'm in the training leader program.
Okay.
So I technically would be an advanced unit leader, but as part of the training really leader program, they kind of like don't say it yet.
Okay.
but I've been enjoying building my team and working with my new leaders. I'm also in Honor Society this past year. So I'm just really having a great time building my business and helping my team do so as well.
Oh, wow. Well, you've done a lot in the almost two years that you have signed on to Avon. Your children?
I'm sorry?
You have a family?
Oh, nope. Nope, not yet.
Okay.
I'm about to get married, maybe in the next year or so. But
congratulations!
Thank you. Thank you. So actually, some of that when I had started, some of that money was hopefully planning for the wedding. So I'm still building for that too.
Well,
but you know, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, again. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, you know, I know when I had met you at the rally, actually, I had been speaking about how I had started, and, you know, just talking to everyone listening today, I'm very, very shy.
You know,
I'm a very shy person.
I would know that.
And, you know, but when I had started out, probably like many of you as well, I was very shy, and I really wasn't sure where to go and who to talk to and really what to do in the beginning. And when I had met with my district manager at the time, I was in Indiana at the time, and my whole family was in New Jersey, and she had, when she signed me up, you know, she had gone through that customer list, building it together, and I came up with about 10 or 12 names, but I said, you know, in kind of a panic, you know, everyone's in New Jersey, what am I going to do? Like, no one's here. And, you know, she told me, okay, why don't you use your online store? And for me, for the people I had written down, that really wasn't too much of an option, unfortunately. So I was really, really trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do? And with me being a shy person, I was really thinking, okay, this is going to be tough. But what I ended up doing was I brought my black bag that she had given me, you know, the one that says Avon with all your books and everything from the appointment.
Right.
I brought that with me on a few errands that I was running that same day. And I happened to go to actually a jewelry store. I needed to get my engagement ring resized, which was kind of fun. But I was going there, and I just, you know, I plopped my bag down on the table. On the counter as I was speaking with the woman who worked there. And she looked at it and she said, oh, my gosh, do you sell Avon? And I kind of looked at her and said, yeah, I do. She said, do you have that new Fergie perfume that they've been advertising? And remember, I started with the Outspoken brochure with her right on the cover. And I said, oh, yes, I have the brochure, and I have the sample that my district manager gave me on my my startup today. So,
oh, my goodness.
It was wonderful. So I gave her the sample. She ordered it right away because she was a Fergie nut, it turned out. And she was my first customer. And from there I realized, okay, this is the way to go. I got to go talk to the people who work at, you know, different stores and just, you know, get my name out there, and they'll be my customers. And that's what I've been doing ever since then.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's a typical day for you? What do you do?
Well, you know, a typical day, well, it varies. I would say, I think that the most important thing is, if you're going to go to visit some businesses, you definitely want to go in the morning, because those are the times when they are not busy. They're looking for something to do, and they're very willing to talk to you. And I always tell my downline, if you're going to do something like this, don't just drop the book off, because you're basically wasting money. The point is to talk to this person, get to know them, spend a good 5-10 minutes, and it, you know, it's definitely going to be worthwhile, because you're going to build that connection, and you're going
right.
to be able to talk about the samples. You're going to be able to talk about what type of products they like. And they're going to feel more comfortable with, you know, some of your suggestions as well.
Mm.
And, you know, like I said, I'm shy. So this can be tough if you're a shy person. So I suggest, you know, definitely bring your samples around, because it's a really easy conversation starter. You can talk about the samples. They'll do a lot of the talking about, oh, yes, I like this. Let me try this one. And that can start the conversation easily if you're, you know, not so comfortable all the time talking.
Well, well, first of all, when you say businesses, are you talking about, because I know people on the call are probably wondering, are you talking about storefront business, like a realtor or a insurance broker,
mm-hmm.
or a nail salon, or are you talking about business that you go up into an establishment, a building, and just go door to door?
No, you know, if you going into a building is sometimes rough. They sometimes have very strict policies against doing that, so I tend
uh-huh.
to stay away from that. But what I would say would be, yes, like a realtor, for example. Nail salons are great. Hair salons are wonderful because there's a big clientele there who
right.
Really, you know, they like makeup already. They like hair products, and they have a lot of coworkers. Medical buildings, for example, all things like that are really good places to go. I'm sorry, not like doctor's offices, for example. Places where, you know, there's going to be one or two employees there when you go that you can
uh-huh.
just chat with both of them, and they won't necessarily be busy. You know, the bigger buildings, they're going to be busy most of the day. So
right.
you definitely want to go to, like, a retail store or something like that where it's a little bit quieter in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go in the morning, when you say go in the morning, are you talking more like 10 o'clock in the morning, or are you talking earlier than that?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, you're right. 10 o'clock, I would say 10 o'clock to about 11:30-ish is when it's very quiet. Well, now after 11:30, you get the lunch rush, so you want to kind
right.
of steer away from that. But, you know, for people who are doing this more of a full-time basis and, you know, want to look at a full day of recruiting and sales, I would say spend that 10 to 11:30 period as your go-around time. Like, who are you going to talk to in terms of new customers, old customers? And, you know, after that is a great time during the lunch hour if
uh-huh.
if you're still able to work your Avon business at that time, to go around starting to recruit people, because now you can recruit with people who are just waiting for their lunch or eating their lunch.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go into these different establishments and you broach students, say, hi, I'm your Avon person, and whatever your skill is, if it's a, say, for example, insurance company or a real estate office where there's several employees, and if one person becomes, like, say, the designated order taker, do you make that person a helper?
You know, that... I would say that is a very good thing to do. I think the Avon idea of helpers is wonderful. I personally tend to forget about that. So I don't have as many helpers as I should. But, yeah, I would say definitely doing that. I tend to go, before going to helper, I go right to Avon representative, hey, would you like to join my team?
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then if they say no to that, then I go to helper. So, I mean, either way you want to do it is great. It's all dependent on your preference. But
mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of the top sellers that I, you know, that I've met and that I hear about have loads and loads of helpers. So definitely a way to go.
Wow. So you spend an hour and a half each day. That's how you start your day off. An hour
mm-hmm.
and a half you go from business to business, and you're not going to. Are you going to the same business where you really develop a relationship, or are you going to a new territory each day?
Oh, you know, that's a great question, because it's taken me a while to figure out exactly what's going to work best. So I like that, yes. So what I do is I found that going once a week to the same business is the best way to do it. So, for example, today is Monday. I go to certain businesses today. I don't see them again until the following Monday, which actually is going to be our order week. So the following Monday, I follow up select orders. And then when I go back again the next Monday, then that's when I deliver everything. So, yes, I would say only the most go once a week. I've tried going once a campaign,
uh-huh.
which works okay, but I found once a week is better. But then, yes, every day I switch it up to different businesses, different locations. Sometimes instead of a business, I'll go to the park and recruit there. But definitely when you're going to go to the park, it's it's a little bit harder because people sometimes have an agenda for why they're there, so they're not always willing to talk. But, yeah, different businesses each day is the way to go.
And then now let me ask you a question about the samples.
Mm-hmm.
When you go with the samples, do you take, take a basket of samples and they can just kind of like rummage through like a little rummage sale, they're likely like a rummage, or do you have them just like in like Avon bags and distribute them that way?
Oh, well, for me personally, I got a case at Walmart, and it's in the beauty section. It's a little black case that you open up, and different levels kind of come out. I don't know how else to describe it. It's kind of
almost like a tool case.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly. Like almost like, yeah, a tool case or a tackle box, kind of like that, where the different parts come out, and I organize them that way. So, sometimes I know that for me it's helpful to kind of hear what people say. Why I take that case around with me. Go in, if you're going into a new store, for example, I say, you know, hi, my name is Julianne. I just want to drop off an Avon brochure with you. And I have a bunch of free samples. What would you like me to leave here with you? And then I go through them. I have lip gloss, perfume, skincare. What would you like to try? And most of the time, you know, I would say 99% of the people want a sample. There's always that 1% that says no. But if you have a good selection of samples, it's going to make it easier because not everyone wants the lip gloss or whatever one perfume there is.
Right.
It's nice to have a nice selection. And if you have it in a fancy case or even not a fancy case, I know some of my downline members bring a few samples and they, like kind of what you were suggesting, putting it in maybe a What's New bag, making up a bunch of samples with a brochure. That's another great way to do it. And, you know, basically based on your preference and your personality, that's what's going to work best.
Yeah, I like the idea of the, and I hope people, when you give out samples, you have a little sticker on it with your name on it, for those who are listening. But I like the idea of the tackle box. So generally people do like things that are pretty. And for those who have not, who are listening, who have not done so thus far, when you look in your What's New book, they always have a bungle of samples. And then you usually get 50 of them for like, or 100 of them for whatever price that they're asking for. So I hope that those who are listening will take advantage of that. But I have a question for you, and I know everybody's gonna say, "Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question." Many times when you get the sample set, in that sample set are the little mini lipsticks, and. I sometimes hesitate, and I have to admit, I sometimes hesitate giving them out because, one, I don't know what the heck they are. I can't read them, and I don't know, I don't know what the numbers are, so I don't know where they fall in the line. If somebody says, "I like this and I want to reorder this, I want to order this in the regular size," I don't know where to find it in the book. How do you handle that? Or have you been faced with that?
From time to time, the lipstick samples give me a problem because sometimes it's smudged or sometimes it's not on there, and it's hard at that point. But most of the time, it works out pretty well. Now, I will say that they used to, if anyone remembers, we used to have the Ultra Color Rich Mega Impact lipsticks. And those used to be in the brochure all the time. And those are my favorite, honestly. I still have those samples. And they're in my case. And I hand them out. And sometimes someone will want that one. And it's a little bit harder. But I want to, you know, let everyone know, if you run into a situation where it's not in the book, you can still order it most of the time. It sometimes still exists. And you can find it in the search box in the upper right, or you can also call product information for Avon or even search on your online store with the name, and you can find it there so you know what the item number is. So there's a bunch of ways to find those. But anyway, In answering your question more specifically, yes. When I have something that happens like that where either I can't read the name or it's a discontinued lipstick, for example, the next thing I would do is try to find a color as close to it as possible. And usually, I would say 99% of the time, they're still happy with it. There's always that chance where they'll say, no, that's okay, I really like this color. If you don't have that, I don't want it. But that's very, very rare. So, you know, as Avon representatives, it's definitely good to have options for your customers. So if something like that happens or anything else, you can always think of an option. Don't be afraid to say, you know, how about we do this instead, or let me find out for you. That's going to serve you better than, you know, just kind of saying, no, sorry.
Yeah, that's so, so true. Mm-hmm. When you go into an office, what kind of information are you gathering? Are you gathering information from your from each store that you go into an office?
Mm-hmm. I sure am. Let me see.
Do you keep a database on that?
I do. Yeah, and I went to some places today. Let me pull that up real quick, and I can tell you a little bit more of what I write. So basically I'll write the store that it is, write who I saw. If it's the first time I've met this person, I'll write a little bit of description so that I remember when I go back that this is the person I've already met. Don't ask her name again. And then, you know, based on that conversation, again, that's very, very important. Based on that conversation that I have, I'll write down some notes. So, like, for example, this one person, her name's Adriana. I met her at Foot Locker. And she and her mom used to buy from her sister-in-law. And I gave her some lip gloss samples. She also likes some of the Skin So Soft, and she was talking about that. I also talked to her about becoming a representative, and she said she'd like to sit down and chat about it, but not sure of her time. So, you know, those kind of notes are very helpful, because then when you go back, or when I go back to talk to her, I can say, you know, how did you like some of those lip gloss samples? Did your mom get to see the book? You know, things like that that will help her realize that, yeah, I do remember her. And, you know, even if I don't remember very well, I have it written down. So that helps a lot with, you know, continuing to build that relationship, which in Avon is so important. That's what really sets Avon apart from so many other companies, that we are, you know, very, very, yes, exactly, and really care about our customers.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. So where do you keep this database? You keep it in your computer? How are you?
Yes, I keep a Word document on my computer, and sometimes I'll send it to my phone so that I have it there as well, or print it out and bring it with me. But, you know, over time, as you continue to go to those businesses, you'll start to recognize who's who and start to remember more about them. But, yeah, I would say definitely always take a piece of paper and notepad with you wherever you go, because you're always going to find somebody there that you want to remember, whether it be for, you know, as a customer that you need their phone number, or a potential representative. You always want to have the ability to write down who you meet and what you talk about.
What do you do, like, during the holiday season when you go to these places? Do you give gifts to the different offices? Number one. Number two, do you do a gift giving service during the holiday period?
You know, I sometimes, well, definitely around holiday time, but also, you know, from time to time during other periods. During the year, I will bring around a basket that I usually use for cash and carry, which, you know, just your inventory items. But I'll bring around a basket and put some small, you know, $1 to $5 items in there, and I'll just have them pick a bunch of things that they can keep or try and, you know, test during the day. And that's definitely a very helpful thing to do, because as you get to know these people, you definitely want to say thank you for some, you know, for their support, their interest in your business, and that's a nice way to do it, either through the free products every once in a while, or even sometimes do discounts. So discounts during the year, discounts for referring new people, discounts for purchasing a certain product on that day, you know, whatever you can do to make your customers realize how much you appreciate them is definitely very helpful. And they appreciate it, too.
The other question I wanted to ask you, when you come in, you initially coming around with the samples, do you limit the samples? You say, well, you know, I'm going to offer you two samples or three samples, or they can take as many as they want.
You know, I try to guide them towards one.
Okay.
And usually that works. But then from time to time, there are some people who will take two or three. I ran into someone today who wanted about eight. But to me, yeah. And I look like, okay, well, that's fine. But, you know, to me, in the end, you have to remember the best thing to do is to realize that the more you trust your customer and the more you provide these samples for them, the better their experience is going to be and the easier it's going to be for you to have them as a customer.
Right.
So for the girl who takes eight to ten samples, I realize that just strengthens our relationship and that just helps her try different things, and hopefully one day she'll order them.
Very good. And the last question I'm going to ask you, when you go out and you're going to these different businesses, how do you dress? Do you dress business attire, casual?
That's a wonderful question. I think that the most important thing is to always represent yourself and your Avon business as your business. And the way to represent your personal business is professionally. That's how I feel. And I think that's the best way to have your customers and your potential customers realize that you're serious about this.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, this is a business. This is something that they can rely on you for. And when you dress professionally, that's going to come across. So, yeah, I definitely, you know, dress as professionally as possible, sometimes business casual if I'm dropping off orders. The only thing that's more difficult for me is because I walk so much is I have to wear sneakers. So if anyone wants to find some nice sneakers, I just found in the What's New, the black cushion walk sneakers.
Oh, okay.
They look a little more professional because, you know, they're black and they go with your more dressy pants. So those were very comfortable today.
Okay.
But, yeah, the more you treat your business as a business, the more your customers are going to trust you and rely on you.
Well, wow. Well, thank you so much for that. I think I've asked you all the questions that I think that my listening audience would have asked. You were a wealth of information. I hope that you've inspired us, those who are listening, to start walking your community. Go from store to store and introducing yourself as the A1 person and, you know, giving them what they need for customer service. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think you'll find if you try that you're going to get some wonderful results. And it's a lot of fun, too, because you're meeting all these new people who are, you know, they're looking for something fun to do and someone fun to talk to. So you're going to be that person for them. And, you know, I want to say I know that some of you might have some other questions about maybe talking to businesses. Please feel free to you can email me and we can chat some more about some of your questions about this. Do you mind if I give my email
absolutely,
out?
Absolutely. Please give it out and
okay,
repeat
sure.
it twice.
Oh, sure. Sure. It's jmiller444@gmail.com. So that's jmiller444@gmail.com. And just, you know, feel free, ask me any questions you'd like. We can talk a little bit more if you'd like about how to approach businesses, what types of samples to take, and things like that.
I really hope that you will consider to come back on again, because, again, you were a wealth of information.
So.
Yeah. And just the fact that, you know, you started in a community where you knew no one, and you virtually built a business, and not only a business, but a full-time business doing Avon, just by thinking outside of the box. And that's what it's all about.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I had fun.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you for agreeing to be on the show.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
Okay, then. Take care. Okay, everyone, so that's it. Once again, we had a fantastic show, and Julianne was just phenomenal. And so I hope everyone will be on the call again next week. Our guest next week will be Patricia Boswell, and she's going to talk about why you should work for the rest of your life. And that's going to be very interesting. She's actually a nurse, and her background has been she worked in the manufacturing department of Avon. So she has some very good stories to share with us. This is our order week. Try to get your orders out this week. If you don't have an order, shame on you. But if you don't have an order, at least order your books, because if you don't have your books, your store is closed. Until next week, everyone, have a blessed week, and talk to you soon. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.